Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaefer of the Are Weaver Rockets joining us here as we talk Week 7 action as they take on the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks. Guys, again, it's so great to talk with you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. Well, guys, Week 7, we are literally right towards the end of this season, and you guys get a pretty hefty challenge here in Week number 7. Before we talk about this week's game, I want to talk about last week, Booyer Valley, non-district game. As far as it concerns postseason or anything, didn't really matter, but it was a nice test for the guys. Talk to me just about the highs and lows of that game.
I mean, some of the lows is just a lot of self-inflicted stuff that kind of happened. We didn't help ourselves. We kind of put ourselves in bad positions on defense-wise, and then both defense and offense, we just didn't execute the simple things. For defense, didn't make the simple tackles. For offense, we didn't run the simple routes or catch wide-open passes here and there or make the simple blocks, just a lot of self-inflicted stuff, but kind of towards the end, we kind of regather ourselves a little bit and made some positive out of it.
Yeah, and obviously you guys coming into that game had that three-game streak, had a lot of really nice confidence coming in. What was sort of the difference between, you know, those three games and Booyer Valley?
It's hard to say as coaches what the difference was. And it's hard with a young team. You know, it could be different every Friday night. You know, in the little grand scheme of things, in the big grand scheme of things, I don't think there was a lack of focus. I don't think they let the 3-0, you know, the three game win streak get to their head. I don't think it was anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it was just in the first quarter, Wade Vergaller went out, and you know, we were chucking the ball pretty. We were moving the football pretty well the first couple possessions. Wade went out. And then things kind of started to go downhill. They had a couple big plays where we just kind of over pursued them defensively, and the momentum shifted, and it just never shifted back. When you have a squad as young as we do, it's kind of hard to get guys to buy into the fact that, you know, when you get down by even a few touchdowns, you can definitely make a comeback, especially in eight-man football. So, you know, I think you know, a few little things were off, like Coach said. It was just a little bit of detail that we lacked, and it kind of snowballed as the football game went on.
Yeah, and talking about Wade, I mean, just an unfortunate situation for him. You know, right now, not too sure exactly what had happened to him, but he is, from what I can hear, might be out this week, coming up against Remsen St. Mary's. Talk to me just about the adjustments you guys had to make offensively and defensively with him out, because obviously you guys don't have a lot of guys to really sub in for positions. So what kind of adjustments have you made this week?
I mean, we made some. Obviously, we made some different little changes in the linebacking core. Devin's now middle linebacker. He's going to do a pretty good job. Offensively, we got some extra guys rotating in here and there. So we're do our best to obviously replace him, but obviously how good he is, it's kind of hard to replace him kind of this week.
Yeah, and talking about this week, guys, big challenge. I mean, you guys are going up against district front runners, Remsen St. Mary's. They look like the team to beat here in this district. Just talk to me about some of the things you've been doing in practice to get prepared for Remsen St. Mary's.
Yeah, like you said, Remsen is they're definitely the team to beat in the state. Let's put it that way. we know it's going to be a tough competition, and we know in practice you can't simulate the number one team in the state. And we've had a couple guys gone sick and a couple guys banged up, so we kind of struggled to even have a scout team to practice against. So it's a matter of the guys understanding what blocks to make and what schemes we're going with in each play that we call offensively. Defensively, it's a matter of we just need to keep improving on the things that we've been working on all season long. The big thing is don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We'll accept it if they're bigger, they're more athletic, they're faster, and you're in the right position. And they make a play. That type of stuff happens. But it's the times where we shot ourselves in the foot. It's the mistakes from last week that we made, the over pursuing and stuff like that, that we really hope our guys can clean up this week, regardless of who we play.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. It's a new week to kind of prove to everyone, prove all the improvements you've made. Talk to me just about this Remsen St. Mary's team. Like you mentioned, Austin, this is the team to beat in the state, eight-man period. They are one of the best in the state. From what you saw on film and what you've seen from that team, what makes them the team to beat this year? Is their offense great? What are some of those things you picked up on this Remsen St. Mary's team?
Well, I can tell you it's harder to make a list of things they do wrong than what they they do a lot of things great here. So obviously, on offense wise, they do a pretty good job, almost like we kind of do, try to spread the ball out, just get the open gap. If you have skill guys, really good guys, open the ball and open space. They do a really good job of that. Up front, they have solid guys, pick up blitzes pretty well, and obviously give the quarterback plenty of time. The quarterback does really great, making good reads. I think he only has one interception through the for the year. And if he really needs to run, he can run really good. Defensively, have good pressure. They do pretty good any coverage, cover one, cover two, cover three. They do a lot of things good. So hopefully, we should be hopefully pretty good. Just obviously try to find whatever they give us, just take. It might not be the biggest place, but we just got what they give us. We just got to take there.
Yeah, absolutely. And just looking at their stats, you mentioned it, Coach Schaefer's. Cale Ortman's their guy. I mean, 14 touchdowns on the season, 937 yards in the air, and he's rushed for 357 and six touchdowns. Is he the guy that you're going to kind of look to contain? Because I know they got weapons in the backfield, and they're going to look to kind of pass or run the ball if they want to. But is Cale Ortman kind of the main target for your guys' defense this week?
Yeah, Ortman, I think he's 6'2", 210. He's a solid kid, both mentally and physically. He's torched every team that we've watched on film so far. He's just very smart, and he also runs the ball extremely hard. You know, then they got the Fish kid in the backfield. He's number 21. He runs very hard. And the Schroeder kid just plays slot receiver a lot for him. He's just extremely quick, a little bit smaller, but quick. Yeah, you know, you can break it down to saying the Ortman kid is you know, the guy to stop, but you know, they got eight guys on both sides of the football that can play football extremely well, and they not only are they big and athletic, but they execute and they rarely make mistakes, you know, according to the film that we see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, when you put all those things together, it's a deadly combination. So you know, we just needed to go out and execute our game plan.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen film on them. We've ran their plays. We know what they're going to try to exploit. But we just need to go out and do what we can on our part and keep improving.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you both have now mentioned, you know, this Remsen St. Mary's team isn't going to make a lot of mistakes, and they're going to be sharp, and they're going to be, you know, looking to be as perfect as possible. But if you had to kind of pinpoint some parts of their offense that you might try to manipulate on your defense, what are some of those things you're going to look to watch out for on their offense?
I mean, basically just go what they give us, we're trying to pinpoint it. They give us some leeway to pressure, we'll try pressure. If not, we'll try to do well in coverage here. Just, it's going to be a really good team. Just whatever they give us, we just got to take there at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's switch it around a little bit. Let's talk about their defense and going up against your offense. Obviously, they're probably, like you mentioned, Coach Stolka, they're going to have eight guys on the defensive end, too, that are going to be big and look to make an impact there. Talk to me just about their formations and what they're going to look to take away from you guys defensively.
On film, we saw that they'll run a cover one, a cover two, and a cover three. But primarily, you know, if they feel like they have the athletes to match the other teams, it seems like they'll run more of a cover one. So we're kind of expecting a cover one man-to-man type look from them. You know, we just, like Coach said, we have to take what they're going to give us. That's both offensively and defensively. You know, Blaine's got to make his pre-snap reads. If we're throwing the football, you know, there's probably not going to be a whole lot of shots that we're going to get deep, A, because of their athleticism as in the defensive back spot, and B, because up front, you know, they got some big boys in, and they rush pretty well. So we need to take what they're going to give us. You know, if they go cover two, we need to look at the gaps in the zone and, you know, just make our reads right. And I think Blaine has definitely improved from a lot week to week. He's definitely improved on making reads. You know, everybody's going to be a little bit intimidated this week, and you know, it is what it is. That's our job as a coaching staff, is to get them prepared to play football. And you know, we told them, regardless of who you play, you can approach the game one of two ways. So you know, we expect our guys to be focused, ready to go, and just take what they're going to give us on their defensive end.
Yeah, and one last thing, and I'm glad he kind of brought that up, Coach Stolk. This is a big game atmosphere. I mean, this is one of the best teams in 8-man. You guys are coming in, you know, like you said, maybe a little bit banged up, had some stuff going on here this week. But how are you, you know, kind of reeling in your guys, saying, hey, how are you getting them focused for this week, and how are you getting them prepared mentally for this game?
Basically, kind of go on top of that. Just try to prove ourselves here. We made a lot of self-inflicting wounds last Friday. Just, hey, yes, these are really good, but if you can make the simple plays work and do the simple things right, you at least put yourself in the running to make potentially make an upset, at least compete with them the whole game. He's got to do the simple things right and execute well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, guys, this is going to be an exciting game to watch. We wish you good luck here tonight against Remsen St. Mary's, and we'll talk more about this game on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show later on tonight.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having us.